I'm Judith Crummick, WBJC's Evening Drive Time host. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and we'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC. We thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer each day until June the 30th. Let's call it 30 in 30. And if you didn't make a pledge, you can still be part of our fundraising efforts this fiscal year by going to wbjc.com. This sonata was written in 1827, when the composer was 22 years old. For decades, it was believed to be lost, and when it was discovered in a music shop in Paris, it was misattributed to the composer's more famous younger brother. It wasn't until a music student at Duke recognized the handwriting and the missing pages cut from a notebook and pointed out a diary entry that read, "I played my Easter sonata," that the true authorship came to light. On International Women's Day, March the 8th, 2017, the Easter sonata was given its first performance under the composer's true name, Fanny Mendelssohn. Fanny Mendelssohn was born on November the 14th, 1805, into a highly cultured German family. By 1818, both Fanny and Felix had begun producing their first compositional efforts, and both appeared as performers before audiences, the 9-year-old Felix in public concerts and the 12-year-old Fanny before a private audience, where she demonstrated the remarkable feat of performing 24 preludes from Bach's well-tempered clavier from memory. Fanny only made her public performance debut in 1838, at the age of 33, when she played Felix's Piano Concerto No. 1. Her virtuosity on the piano evidently equaled, if not surpassed, that of her brother Felix. But if Fanny might have had musical aspirations of her own, societal constraints at the time precluded women from pursuing musical professions. In 1820, when Fanny was in her mid-teens, her father wrote to her in a letter that, while music would perhaps become Felix's profession, "For you it can and must only be an ornament, never the basis of your being and doing." Felix regularly submitted his compositions to Fanny's discerning musical eye and ear. Yet even he said, "From my knowledge of Fanny, I would say that she has neither inclination nor vocation for authorship. She is too much all that a woman ought to be for this." In 1821, when she was 16, Fanny met and fell in love with the artist Wilhelm Hensel. They were married in 1829, and the following year she gave birth to their only child, Sebastian Ludwig Felix Hensel. Wilhelm, although unmusical himself, was supportive of his wife's musical life. And in the spring of 1831, at the urging of Felix, Fanny revived the Sunday musical salons that their parents had hosted during the 1820s in their Berlin home. Fanny presided over these salons, conducting and accompanying her choir of 20 singers, and joining instrumentalists who were friends of hers to present high-level performances of oratorios, opera arias, and chamber music by Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Weber, and Mendelssohn. Conducting these concerts had a positive effect on Fanny's work as a composer, and she was able to present her own works here as well. Fanny wrote over 460 pieces of music, mostly of the more intimate, ostensibly feminine, smaller-scale genres of keyboard pieces, chamber music, choral works, and songs, of which she wrote over 250. She also wrote many works in the form Songs Without Words, a genre made famous by Felix, although some musicologists now believe that Fanny pioneered this music form. In an attempt to make her compositions known beyond the inner circle of family friends, Fanny had published 5 Lieder and a duet with piano accompaniment under Felix Mendelssohn's name in 1827 and 1830. Once at a reception in Buckingham Palace, when Queen Victoria told Felix that she would sing her favorite song of his and began to sing Italienne, Felix confessed that it was actually the work of his sister.
Schöner und schöner spielt sich der Plan, schmeichelnde Lüfter wehen mich an. Gut aus dem Prosa, Lasten und Mühe, zieh mich zum Lande der Poesie. Goldne die Sonne, blaue die Luft, grüne die Grüne und dünzke der Luft.
It was only in the last year of her life that Fanny, over Felix's objections, found the courage to start systematically having her works published. In 1846, a set of piano pieces, Lieder, and a cappella choral songs appeared with the opus numbers 1 to 7. On May 14, 1847, a few hours after rehearsing Felix's cantata, The First Walpurgis Night, for a Sunday music salon performance, Fanny collapsed, and she died at the age of 41 from complications following a stroke. After the death of his sister, Felix Mendelssohn fell into a deep depression. He wrote his string quartet number 6 in her memory, calling it his Requiem for Fanny, and he died 6 months after her at 38 from a series of strokes. Felix was buried next to Fanny in Berlin, as close in death as they were in life. Listen this time tomorrow for 30 in 30, number 26. And if you would like to support WBJC before the end of our fiscal year on June 30th, please go to wbjc.com.